We'll move on to our next speaker, Ms. Burr.
Okay, next we have Mr. Lippincott.
Chairman Draper, members of the board, thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm Bill Lippincott. I live in Hamden. I'm chair of Don't Waste Maine. In the proposed changes, DEP has chosen language of a defective bill tailored to favor one specific industry rather than address a serious flaw in DEP's solid waste rules. The original bill, as well as the rule changes submitted in our petition, give us a common sense definition of Maine waste, waste that originates in the state of Maine, which makes sound solid waste policy. We've seen one company, ReEnergy, abuse the current flawed definition that DEP would adjust with only minor changes. Year after year, ReEnergy has dumped 200,000 tons or more of demo debris from Massachusetts into our state-owned landfill. The law that DEP proposes to adopt allows ReEnergy, and only ReEnergy, no other facility, to continue to pour out-of-state demo debris into JRL at the present rate less 15% and then 20%, quote, unless there's an unreasonable adverse impact on the facility, unquote. So that's one little phrase you could strike because that's an escape clause. You know, they could argue anything and it's an unreasonable effect. So that's one thing you could do. But as members of the BEP heard at the public hearing, Kirsty Petchy of Conservation Law Foundation said it's highly unlikely that ReEnergy will be able to meet these minimal reductions because the demo debris they're getting from Massachusetts is the dregs of demo debris. It's material that's not recyclable. And some of it is toxic, you know, lead-coated, pressure-treated wood, asbestos, asphalt shingles, and they mentioned mattresses. These are things that the reason we're getting them is because they can't be recycled. So it's very unlikely that they're ever going to be able to achieve these goals. So the effect of adopting this flawed law to DEP rules will be to allow another 3 years for one company to violate solid state waste policy, depleting Juniper Ridge's capacity. So BEP, I've heard you say you don't have the legal right to change the rules. You could send a message to the legislature, just not accepting this new language. We are going to present another bill. And I have to say, we wrote that original bill, but as stakers, we were not included in those changes. That bill was passed on the very last day of the legislature. The public was not allowed to attend because of COVID. So as far as sound legislative policy, I don't think that bill really makes that much sense. I'll mention one other thing that BEP could change, which is, and this was in our original bill too, make it so that daily cover does not count as recycling. Most of what ReEnergy is putting into Juniper Ridge is daily cover. It should not be recycling. They are not really a recycling company if 90% of what they bring in from Massachusetts goes right to our state-owned landfill. So thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, Mr. Lippincott. Any questions from the board for Mr. Lippincott this morning? Seeing none, thank you, sir.